to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. There's one fact of life that can't be changed, and I'm talking today about old age. It's inevitable that you and I will grow old unless something happens to shorten our life. Of course, I hope it won't do that. But if we were really honest, many of us would have some fear about getting older and what that's going to mean. In fact, I know some people who try to put it off and not think about getting old. We might avoid it. I heard someone who said, I don't intend to grow old gracefully. I intend to fight it every step of the way. Life, well, it's divided up usually into four periods. There's childhood, youth, middle age, and old age. But I think it's the old age factor that causes us the most worries. Maybe we're worried about health issues as we get older. Reminded me of the 82-year-old man. He went to see his doctor because his left knee was hurting. Well, what do you expect, said the doctor. After all, it's an 82-year-old knee. Sure is, he said, but my right knee is also 82 and it's not bothering me a bit. Well, it's true that some people do experience more health difficulties as they age, but not to the extent that we think. There are many older people out there who really still do have or still have good health. So doesn't this depend on your attitude? The old Jewish proverb says, for the ignorant, old age is winter. For the learned, it's a harvest. Now, I think I know what was meant there. Growing old does not necessarily mean we grow to be sick, stupid, or unproductive, or unattractive, or that we have to be like everyone else. Sometimes it does mean things like loneliness, physical decline, or a retreat into inactivity. And some people tend to lose their enthusiasm for life and they fall into self-pity. But did you know growing old gives us the opportunity to grow into full maturity, especially if we are Christians? Because it's then that we see life God has planned for us. Instead of complaining about age, I think we should see that old age is a time of transition. It's a time of change and adapting and coping. And certainly, it's a time to reflect and renew our mission in life. Think of notable people like Michelangelo, chief architect of St. Peter's Cathedral in Rome. He worked until he was 89. And then there was the great missionary, Hudson Taylor. He was 69 when he was still working on the mission field that was opening up new work in Indochina. And then we have Moses. Yes, Moses, he led the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years until they reached the promised land. And the Bible says that he died on this big job at 120. Socrates said, I consider the old who've gone on before us along a road which we must all travel in our turn. So it's good that we should ask of them the nature of the road. That's what Socrates said. But I think it's wonderful to know that God's word has some great promises to the elderly. For example, in Isaiah 46 verse 4, God said this, I will still be the same when you are old and grey, and I will take care of you. I created you. I will carry you and always keep you safe. So have a look sometime there at Psalm 71. It's actually called The Prayer of an Elderly Person. And in that Psalm 71, in verse 17, David said, You've taught me ever since I was young and still tell of your wonderful acts. Now that I am old and my hair is grey, do not abandon me, O God. And verse 9 of Psalm 71 says, Do not reject me now that I'm old. Do not abandon me now that I am feeble. So David, as an old man, knew something of the trials and the tribulations of life, and he wanted desperately that God would bless him in those advancing years. So the Bible, it has a lot to say about getting older. It says in Proverbs, God blesses everyone who has wisdom and common sense. Wisdom is worth more than silver. Wisdom is a life-giving tree, the source of happiness for all who hold on to her. So isn't this little word wisdom applicable to old age? To grow old gracefully and with self-respect and the admiration of others must surely be the goal of all of us. So sometimes we need to let go of the baggage of the past and not let the years as we get older consume us as we become bitter, as some people have done. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you that even in old age you are with us. Thank you for your protection, your strength, and the ability, Lord, to grow old gracefully. And this is a prayer I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.